We pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and salvation. Amen. Have you had a chance to exhale? December's been a busy month for many, and on many levels, 2018's been a stressful year. We've both absorbed and defied cultural shifts, stared in disbelief at abject hatred, mourned the passing of friends and loved ones, battled illness, survived against the odds, confronted toxic behavior, and walked through days and weeks thinking, great, what next? For all the sad and stressful and anxious moments we've experienced individually or as a church, there's been a lot of good too. Beauty, victories, moments we'll replay in our heads and realize that God was saying, I am still with you. We lifted each other up, rallied vulnerable brothers and sisters, celebrated milestones, sought forgiveness, offered grace, prayed for healing, and gave thanks. Have you exhaled yet? Have you taken a moment of grace, or two, or three? Have you taken the time to look back at the year that was? And have you thought about the year that will be? Have you considered changes for 2019? Inevitably, the end of the year comes with talk of resolutions. Whether you're someone who does them or not, people will talk about their goals and plans for change in the new year. We charge in with enthusiasm and high hopes and convince ourselves that these goals are totally reasonable. Then February comes and all we feel is defeat. This doesn't apply to everyone. But most people go in with great intentions, only to have their resolutions fall flat. Civilizations have had some version of New Year's resolutions for thousands of years. 4,000 years ago, ancient Babylonians marked the new year in March when the crops were planted. They had a 12-day religious celebration in which a new king was crowned, or they recommitted themselves to the reigning king. They also made promises to return things that had been borrowed or to repay debts. Then the ancient Romans under Julius Caesar around 46 BC began celebrating the new year on January 1st and made sacrifices to Janus, the two-faced god that simultaneously looked toward the future and the past. And the Romans also pledged good conduct for the coming year. Then in the 1700s, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, drew on a Puritan service to create what became the Covenant Renewal Service. It evolved over the centuries, but it is, at its heart, a renewal of our commitment to God. How often, when we make resolutions, do we include God in the mix? We think about losing weight and about working out, reading more, reconnecting with old friends, but how often do we think about reconnecting with God and renewing our relationship? Like most resolutions, it's not easy. In fact, the covenant renewal asks a lot of us. The covenant prayer begins, I am no longer my own, but yours. We're placing ourselves and our lives in God's hands for God's use. Whether that is to do great things for God or experience a season where it feels like you are doing nothing for God. In this covenant, we say we are okay with being full, and we are okay with being empty. We can have everything we need to serve, or we can serve to depletion. We can be comfortable Or we can accept discomfort or even suffering as part of this covenant. The covenant with God requires emptying ourselves of our personal expectations and just opening our hearts and our hands and saying, okay, God, what do you need from me? It's not just doing it once, but every day. Being human as we are, fulfilling our part of this covenant will take a lifetime of conscious effort. Most of us will not go on autopilot and live out the covenant every day. But just like any good, achievable New Year's resolution, there are specific steps that we can take to focus and grow in our faith. First, spend quality time with God. Set apart some time, more than once, to spend time alone with the Lord. This includes reflecting on the covenant itself, searching our hearts to see if we have freely given our lives to Christ, and seeing if we're holding up our end of the covenant by honoring God's law and recognizing our sins. Have we loved our neighbors as ourselves? Have we resisted successfully something we knew was against God's law, or did we resist God? Do some honest soul searching. Then take your job seriously. And by job, I mean your role, your place as a child of God. That comes with certain expectations. Wesley says, be serious and in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. This doesn't mean you can't have a laugh once in a while and throw your sense of humor out the window. Belonging to God and being a child of God and living into that blessing should be taken seriously. It's a lot to live up to. And don't forget to claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise to be with you, to give you grace and strength. It's okay to lean on God to help you keep your part of the covenant. God is a patient parent, teacher, and friend. We are created in God's image, and relying on God's love and support helps us grow into the people that we are meant to be. Then resolve to be faithful. With our hearts and our prayers and our actions, we have committed ourselves to God. God is always in covenant with us. God loves us even when we make mistakes. Staying in covenant with God means claiming our relationship even when things are difficult or not going the way that we would prefer or when things just seem unjust. It is trusting that all things work together for the good of those who love God. And don't forget to spend time in prayer. Lift up your hands, open your hearts. This is how you renew your covenant with the Lord every day. Wesleyan's covenant renewal encourages us to stay in touch with God and to continually remind ourselves of what it means to be in covenant. It's a partnership. We participate in the covenant renewal service today, but we need to keep reminding ourselves of what it means to be committed to God and to have God committed to us. When we spend time apart with the Lord or set aside time to be with God and reflect on the covenant, it's an opportunity to check ourselves before we go too far afield. It's an opportunity to strengthen the relationship and maybe learn for the first time how to really empty ourselves of ourselves and create space for God to work in and through us. For more than 4,000 years, human beings have used the new year, whether it starts in January, March, or May, to start again. We've been at this for a long, long time. New Year's resolutions, we've been at it for a long time. Yet we forget that New Year's resolutions aren't just about us or about getting to the gym 4 times a week or losing 30 pounds. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Our relationship with God, how we live into that relationship and uphold our part of it, and how we illustrate it to the world, deserves resolve as well. So breathe. Be assured that God wants a relationship with you. God will not leave you. God will not forsake you. God needs you as much as you need God. There's work to be done here. The work of Christmas. The work of feeding the hungry and befriending the lonely and healing the broken, encouraging the lost, and bringing them home. Here at the close of 1 year and the opening of another, it's the perfect time to open our hearts and lift our hands and begin again. Amen.